Sheffield Farms.
Hello.
I don't know. The man just says, guess who? That's right. It's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you that delicious new Sheffield cream cottage cheese and other fine dairy products. And now let's all give a warm welcome to our genial Sheffield Quizmaster. Here he is, so round, so firm, so loaded with jack, Happy Felton!
Oh, thank you, Joe. Well, I just came from the American Legion Parade, and I have no toes to prove it. Boy, what a time I had getting to the studio through those crowds. A good humor man's been stranded on that traffic island in the middle of Times Square for 4 days. Coast Guard planes had to drop food down to him. Thank you. I had to get to the studio, but they wouldn't let me get through the parade lines. So I yelled to a guy on the other side of the street. I said, how did you get over there, Mac? How did you get over? He yelled, he says, I was born here. I was pretty lucky, though. I plowed my way through 4 million people in only 20 minutes. I came from Fifth Avenue to Times Square with everybody making way for me. I just yelled, gangway, everybody, I'm Happy Felton. Then, doggone it, my ice pick got dull. Oh, that parade featured everything. Everything in military science. Big guns, tanks, aircraft. Made me pretty mad, though. They made me furious. 15 legionnaires picked me up over their heads and hung a sign on me. Latest military barrage balloon. I was pretty tired by the time I got to 78th Street. Well, as the legionnaire said as he spotted the pretty blonde, I've kidded around long enough. Now I have important business to go after. Let's play Guess Who. We have 7 contestants here ready to guess at the recordings we're going to play. The correct guess waxes for 10 silver Sheffield dollars, as per custom. And a losing guess gets only 2 little old piddling dollars. But either guess is signified by the happy sound of the Sheffield money. Bless those naughty little rounders. They're dancing away in the old Sheffield milk payola, and up to now it contains $25 with more to come, maybe. And at the end of the doings, all contestants put the grab on the old milk payola. And in a dish, we're contributing something else to the cause. We have an alarm clock set to ring when some contestant is at the mic, and when that happens, what happens, Joe?
This happens, Hap. He or she will get a beautiful Waltham wristwatch, the first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautifully. That's what happens.
And when that happens, it'll bring happiness to said contestant, the old Happy. Lo and behold, here comes our first customer. Who dat, Joe?
This is Roger Bedell.
Is that right, Roger?
That's right. Of the United States Army.
How are you, Roger? How are you doing? How you feel? Very good. Sergeant. Sergeant Roger Bedell. How long have you been a sergeant?
Oh, I've just been a sergeant for just a few months now.
Are you a bachelor by any chance?
Now, that's the leading question.
Well, you mean you haven't decided whether you're a bachelor or not?
Well, I haven't quite decided whether I should do it or not do it.
If you haven't made up your mind yet, brother, you're a bachelor, I'll tell you. bachelor's life, just one undarned thing after another.
But when the stove sticks through, that hurts.
Thank you for coming in on that. Thank you for coming in. That joke wasn't worth it.
No.
Take that. Slip down. All right. All right now, Roger. In a few moments, we're going to ask you to identify a beautiful motion picture actress just by her voice. Do you think you can do it?
Well, I can try.
Well, that's good enough. We want you to get the dough, so I want you to just concentrate on the pretty ones, because your guess who tonight is sure a pretty gal. Now, Roger, Sergeant, are you a member of the American Legion?
Yes, I am. Post number 12, West Palm Beach, Lake Worth, Florida.
Oh, welcome here. What benefits does a veteran derive from joining a veteran's organization?
Well, Happy, there's a lot. But I'll let you tell them all about it.
You want me to tell them all
I'll
about
it? I'll let you tell them all about
it. Well, I really can't, but I should have my brother here. He's a vet. Vet 69.
Yeah, there is.
Well, tell me, I'm going to ask you a question here. If you're real smart, we'll give you a chance to win some money. What's the combat strength of the United States Army right now?
1,700,000.
1,700,000. How many divisions would you say that was?
Oh, there's approximately 10 active divisions.
I see. I didn't know that. I think that's pretty good to get an answer like that. Get up an extra dollar for him, will you? Drop it in the bottle there for me, please. Thank you. You've got it coming to you. Now, how did you happen to go in the Army? Were you drafted? Did you enlist? How long have you been in?
Well, I've been in for 4.5 years now,
four and
the wind
years.
Caught me when I came on the way.
The what?
The wind caught me.
The wind
caught you? I was drafted.
You were drafted. That's all right. You know, during the war, the draft board put my brother in 4M. That meant he'd been married 4 times and all the fight was taken out of him. Here's your record, and it's a pretty movie star I'm telling you about. Come on, you tell us who it is for 10 silver Sheffield dollars. I'll give you just one hint to start you off with. She's a redhead. Pledgey.
Is that supposed to be news? Look at all the encouragement he's had. Robert, dear, I anticipate loving you forever. You're Margaret. Methinks that's where Maggie made her first mistake, no doubt. There's another one.
Lucille Ball. Lucille Ball? He's exactly right, without a hint. How'd you happen to know that?
I don't know. There's just a tone in her voice.
Yeah, she's pretty, isn't she? Oh. That's from her latest picture. It's a United Artists picture called Lured, which is now appearing at the Victoria Theater. You've already got 11 silver dollars, so maybe that'll lure you over to see Lured. Thank you. Stand by for the jackpot, Rog. Very nice boy from Florida. Very attractive lady coming up here.
Thank you.
Your name, where you're from.
Mrs. Kopeski, Irvington, New Jersey.
And Mrs. Kopeski, did you see the parade today?
No, I didn't. I came too late.
You came too late? tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a housewife.
What does your husband do?
He's a chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer. Are you happy being a housewife?
Yes, sir.
Do you think you work harder keeping house than you would if you were an office worker?
Well, I wouldn't say so.
Well, now, what do you think, really?
Well, what should I say?
Well, would you rather be a housewife?
Oh, yes.
You
happy,
would.
Happy. I'm celebrating my anniversary. 17 years. A happy marriage.
Well, that's very nice. She's giggling. She's a little nervous. 17 years. That's wonderful. Do you have children?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Daughter, 14 years old.
Isn't that fine? Do you have any idea what she's going to be when she grows up? What she'll
want to
do?
Well, she wants to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yes, sir.
Did you try to influence her?
No, we didn't.
You know, when I was a baby, they knew what I was going to be when I grew up. They knew what I was going to follow. They had a beautiful nurse place, a law book, a medicine chest, and an engineer's telescope in front of me. And whichever one I grabbed, that's what I'd follow. I grabbed the nurse. You've just raised a girl. She's 14 years old. Now, tell me, is there any difference between the games that children play today than when you and I were young?
I think so.
What games do they play? They still play hopscotch?
Oh, no, not my daughter.
Well, what did she play? Jacks?
No, she don't like Jack. She likes to study.
She ever play? She doesn't play any games? She
no,
just wants to study?
That's right.
Oh, you've got her changed.
She's a very intelligent
woman. I know, but she must like to play. Did she ever play Tiddlywinks?
Oh, no.
Did you ever play Tiddlywinks?
I didn't.
You never did? They made me stop playing Tiddlywinks when I was a kid. I was playing with loaded tiddly. All right, Mrs. Kopeski. We're going to play a record for you. It was made by a man who's been a top-ranking movie star for quite a few years. Now, concentrate now. This is where you get a chance to win the money. He's a top-ranking movie star for quite a while. Joe has the money already for you, so you tell us who he is. Listen carefully. Movie star.
You go back by plane, the way the brass used to go, in an ATC for a fan job. It's still the same, only more so. For Bill Downs, headed east to Britain, it's the same hurry up and wait. And still the world's greatest instrument of torture, the bottom-busting bucket seat. In your lunchbox...
This fellow, I'll give you a hint now.
I know him home.
Yes, you know them at home, but it's different up here. Now, we all want you to win. Listen, this fellow got into this last war, first of all, as an ambulance driver. Then later on, he had a wonderful record in the United States Navy. Some of his pictures...
You don't mean Lou Lair?
No. Some of his pictures you might have seen, Night Must Fall, Rage in Heaven... See a picture called Lady in the Lake? Lady in the Lake?
Lady in the Lake.
Oh, Robert Montgomery, Mrs. Kopeski. Robert Montgomery. I'm so sorry you didn't know that. Well, we give you two for trying. We'll add the other eight to the milk payola, and you'll have a chance for that later. Let's give her a nice hand. Thank you. Here comes Joe Ripley. And Joe, he's got something well worth listening to tonight.
You know, I've been doing a lot of talking lately about milk. How it guards your good looks and good health and gives you the most food value for your money. But tonight, I'd like to explain why you should insist on Sheffield milk. Now, it might be you're saying to yourself, after all, milk is milk, so what's the difference? Well, all milk looks alike in the bottle, that's true. But there is a difference that you can't see, a plus value that's vitally important to your health. And that plus value is its quality and purity. You see, milk is one of our most perishable foods. It needs extra special care and attention. And Sheffield does a more thorough job of guarding its quality and purity every step of the way from farm to doorstep. How do they do it? With 34,000 laboratory tests and checks every day, many of them exclusive with Sheffield Farms Company. This great care is your health insurance. When you insist on Sheffield, you can be sure you're getting the finest, purest milk you can buy. So for extra value, always ask for Sheffield.
Thank you, Joe Ripley. Very nice. You know, as people were giggling a little bit, you know, we have a novelty that was standing right in back of you. Yeah. Something we very seldom see these days. A Legionnaire. Only 20 million of you fellas here in town. Welcome here to you, sir. Tell us your name, please.
Reed Ewing.
Reed Ewing. Where are you from, sir?
Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Down near Wilmington, Delaware, right?
Yeah.
What do you do, sir?
Well, I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer? That's all right.
Live on a farm.
What kind of a farm you have?
Well, it's a dairy farm.
Dairy farm? Cows?
There's cows.
We talk about cows on this program.
I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say too much about cows.
Don't worry about saying anything about the cows as long as they're nice cows. Say anything
about
it. Did you bring your family with you?
All contented now. They stayed home. I just brought my buddy down there.
Brought your buddy? You come to New York often, don't you?
Oh, once a year, try to.
What do you think of New York? Great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here, huh?
Well, if I had plenty of money, I wouldn't mind living there.
Now, tell us the truth.
All you need is a bucketful.
A bucketful
of
what?
Money.
Money? We're going to have a bucketful of it on the end of here, the old milk pail, and you'll get a chance to try it. Where are you staying, sir?
Hotel King Edward.
Have trouble getting a reservation?
Yeah, I slept in the lounge the first night. I'm not kidding either. I did.
I know.
Thursday night.
There were five fellas who were sleeping in an elevator over here. It's been all right, except all night long they dreamed there were yo-yos. Do you think the Legionnaires have as much fun at this convention as they did here in 1937 when they were 10 years
old?
No,
they didn't. I was here 10 years ago.
What's the difference?
Well, we're 10 years older. That's a big difference.
You mean to tell me, Reed, that you've outgrown the urge to drop bags of water out of windows?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but I have.
You have? What have you been doing for... Maybe I shouldn't ask
I'm watching the younger fellas.
Watching the younger fellas?
And the girls.
Are any of your... Well, there's some pretty ones in that parade today.
Oh, how about those majorettes?
Weren't they nice?
Oh,
lovely. Tell me, I see all this business about a 40 and 8. I want you to explain to me and the audience, what does 40 and 8 mean?
Well, that's the what we traveled in France in the boxcars. 40 means 40 men and 8 horses. You didn't put them all in one car, but you carry 40 men or 8 horses.
I see. Did you ever ride in one?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
What was your job in the First World War?
I was a machine gunner in the 78th Division.
78th Division.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here with us, Reed. You ready to take a chance at our little game here?
Try to.
All right. Now, all you have to do is identify the voice of this distinguished man. We're glad you're here to try and guess who. I think you can guess this one very easily. Listen closely. 10 silver Sheffield dollars waiting if you do.
3,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you. Everything you hold worthwhile is at stake. Only the hardest blows can win against the enemy we are fighting.
Maybe I should tell you that record was made in 1918.
Must be Pershing.
Who did you say?
John J. Pershing.
Right, Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Exactly right. Commander-in-Chief of the AEF in World War I. Can you tell us where Blackjack is today, Reed?
Well, last I heard him, he was at a sanitarium in... No, he's down at Walter Reed Hospital.
Walter Reed Hospital in
Washington.
He lives right there.
Yeah.
We hope he's feeling
and
good
I hope
today.
He's listening, but he was a grand old fellow. I've seen him and talked to him.
Good for you. Thank you, Reed Ewing. Pay him off now. He's got the money. All right. Here's a very charming young lady here. While she's coming up, I'll tell you her name. Her name is Betty Palmer, and you told me you didn't live in New York. Where are you from, Betty?
Phoenix, Arizona.
She's very cute. Phoenix,
What happened?
Do you know what happened to you?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Yes, I do know.
What happened?
I think I get a watch.
You get a very beautiful watch. A Waltham wristwatch, the first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautiful.
That is certainly lovely.
Do you like that?
Oh, that is beautiful.
A very pretty watch for a very pretty girl.
Thank
now,
you.
I want to talk something. I want to talk things over with you. Do you think this is a man's world or a woman's world, Betty?
Well, I think it's a man's world, and I think it's about time it changes. How's that?
Why do you think it should change?
Well, coming from a woman's college, I think that I have to be for the women, don't you?
What college do you come from?
Vassar College.
You go to Vassar now?
That's right.
Wasn't that fine? You're just visiting in New York for the day?
No, my family has a summer home here now.
I see. Tell me, college girl, you ought to know this now. Who outnumbers who in this country, men or women?
Women.
By how much, do you know?
I have no idea. Probably about 10 to 7.
No, it isn't quite that much. It's about 200,000 more women than men. I'll give you something else.
Right.
Who has the most money, women folks or men
folks? Oh, women. 65%.
65%? She even has the figures. Isn't that awful? I thought I had a very good thing here, but she knows all the answers. Betty, that's wonderful. As long as you know so much about all the questions I'm asking, tell me, have you ever been to a fortune teller?
No, I never have.
Do you believe in them?
Well, I hate to commit myself. I believe in it until something goes wrong, see?
Something goes wrong. But you've never been to one.
No, I've never been to one.
One never told you anything that came true or didn't come true.
No.
What
right.
am I talking about fortune telling for? Somebody tell me that here. You're not married, are you, Betty?
No, of course not.
You're not married? Engaged?
No, sir.
Special fella?
No, sir.
No special fella? That ruins that joke. I'm getting no place.
Oh, but I'm here with a West Pointer. How's that?
You're here with a West Pointer?
That's right.
Well, fine. Was he in the parade today?
Yes, he
were
was.
Were you in the parade?
No, I came down to see him, but since I was a little late, I put my father in the parade, too. He marched with the Arizona Legionnaires.
He did?
Yes.
And you saw your friend from West Point in the parade?
Not in the parade. I saw him later.
Oh, he's here with you. Well, isn't that nice? All right, Betty. Here's a chance for you to win some money now. We're going to play you the record of, this is an up-to-date dance band. The singing on this record is by the leader of the orchestra. He's zoomed to great popularity in the last year. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who. Here we go.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, now I'll give you a few hints, Betty. This fellow used to sing with George Olson. He plays guitar, he plays trombone. He made a big hit called To Each His Own. Brought him zooming up within the past year.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Play the Commodore Hotel here in New York. You just don't know who it is? She admits it. That was Eddie Howard. Did you ever hear of him?
Yes, I have.
That was Eddie Howard singing. That
I'm
was his
sorry.
Orchestra. That's all right, we're sorry too. Give her the $2 and add the 8 to the jackpot. Thank you, Betty Palmer. With a father and a boyfriend, both in the Legion Parade. The United States Marine Corps takes over here. How are you, Corporal? Military Knight. What's your name, please?
Corporal Mackowitz.
What's your first name?
Clement.
Clem, where are you from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And what did you do before you went? Friends from Philadelphia up there. Tell them, where do you live in Philadelphia?
Fairmont Ave.
Fairmont Avenue. What'd you do before you went in the Marine Corps?
A baker.
Baker?
Yes.
What'd you bake?
Bread, cakes, rolls.
I see. Mr. Sheffield will pluck a bucket right out of his bag over here. Who's dropping those all over the floor? Don't tell me that's the Legion, no. Betty Palmer's dropping it. All right. All right, here's a buck from you out of the bucket if you'll give me one answer to this. What is a radio? What is a radio?
Thing that programs come through.
Thing that programs. That's all right. Can you describe anything else about it? Well, I have a description here for you, Clem. A radio is a sensitive instrument with an aerial coming out of one end and a quiz program coming out of the other. As a result, today the air is composed of 50% oxygen and 50% quiz questions. Now, Clem, are you married?
Yes, I am.
You are. Are you henpecked?
No.
You're not. How long have you been married?
7 months.
Before you went in the Army, did your...
Marine Corps.
Marine Corps. Before you went in the Marine Corps, did you let your mother choose your clothes?
Well, my mother's been dead 13 years.
I see. Now, do you let your wife choose your clothes?
No.
You don't. I know who chooses them for him. Look at the silly question. My moth chooses my clothes. All right, let it go. Have you ever been to sea, Clem?
See, yes, I have.
Where were you?
Well, Saipan, Okinawa, Japan.
Why do they call a ship... Why do they call a ship she?
Right.
They do, don't they?
Yes, they do, but I just can't think of it right now.
It's covered with paint, and it takes quite a few tugs to get her into her slip. All right, Clem, here we go. Here's your chance to play Guess Who. It's the voice of a lovely girl. She has a completely different style in the way she delivers a song, Clem. You know how much money you get if you're right, don't you? How many?
$10.
You get $10. That's right. Now listen, we play the record, and remember, she has a different style. She makes records, made pictures on the stage. Here we go, Jean.
Oh, where, tell me where, has my island lady gone? Oh, where, tell me where, has my island lady gone? Oh, he's going to fight the boat.
What kind of an accent would you say that was? She's Scotch. Scott, sure. She's now appearing at the Roxy Theater. And she starred here in Finian's Rainbow. They all want to tell you. Everybody's trying to tell you. You don't know it. He doesn't want to win that way. He doesn't want to win that way. He says he doesn't know it. It's Ella Logan, Clem. Ellen Logan, you get $2 for trying. We'll add $8 to the jackpot, and I hope you fare better on that. Thank you, Clem. Give them a nice hand.
They have.
Yeah?
I've been thinking about Labor Day.
That's one of my favorite holidays, Joe. That's the day all the people who labor don't labor. Just relax and take it easy.
That's right, Happy. And you ladies will want to take it easy in the cooking department, too. That's why I'd like to suggest that you keep plenty of Sheffield chocolate drink on hand. It's a swell way to save time and work in the kitchen because it's ready to serve and provides plenty of health-building nourishment. Sheffield chocolate drink is a mighty refreshing thirst quencher with a rich, chocolatey flavor the whole family will go for. Serve it with a sandwich for a delicious, satisfying lunch as a between-meal pickup or any time of the day or night. Just ask your grocer or Sheffield home service salesman for that good Sheffield chocolate drink.
There's a lady from Atlanta standing right there beside you, Joe. What is your name, please?
Miss Elsie Hamilton.
Miss Elsie Hamilton from Atlanta, Georgia. Peach from Peachtree Street. What
well,
are you doing in New York?
Sir. I'm a control tower operator out at LaGuardia Field.
How
I did
long
it in
have
the
you
service before.
You did it in the service?
Yes,
and now
I'm
that's your
ex-marine.
Job.
What? That's right.
Ex-marine?
That's right.
Well, for goodness sake, did you meet Clem there?
Yes,
well, he's
I
married.
Sure did.
All right, all right. Tell me, it's Miss Elsie Hamilton.
That's
would you
right.
marry a bald headed man?
Well, now I don't know. We don't grow bald headed in Georgia.
I won't say another word about it. You're a very smart-looking gal, and the hat is quite something. Do you spend a lot of money during a year on your clothes?
Well, I'm afraid I do.
More than you should?
Yes.
Well, you look pretty nice, so I don't think it's stupid. Are you the frilly type or the tailored type, would you say? What kind of clothes do you like?
Well, I like frilly clothes.
You like fancy hats, though?
Yeah, well, I'm just crazy about fancy hats.
This has two birds about to swoop on me here.
Well, I needed some protection from the Legion in town this week, and I thought maybe they'd take care of me.
And you're giving them the bird on the hat, is that
I'm
the idea?
I'm trying my best.
I see. You and my wife get along fine. She's got a new hat today. Has so much fruit piled on it, they made her take out a license to operate a push cart. Elsie, we want you to play the game, and thank you for coming up here. I'd like to have more time to talk to you about the control operator at LaGuardia. That must be very interesting work. But right now, we want you to tell us who this great jazz pianist is. He was one of the all-time favorites, no longer living. $10 beautiful are waiting for you if you guess who. Here we go. Oh, looks very puzzled. Now, wait, he not only plays the piano, but he had a singing style that was very different. Let's listen to that.
I'll
play him
about,
some singing.
I just think, well, all right, let's hear the singing.
Let's hear the singing. You're pretty sure.
Want to talk with
you. Oh, sure, that's Pat Wallace?
Pat Wallace, she says, right. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
You, wait a minute, you knew that before we even played him singing.
Well, I was just about to say it, but I wanted to make sure.
Pat Wallace, he's been dead a little over a year now, but he was great. Here's the $10 silver. Pay her off, and you have a chance
you,
at the
sir.
Jackpot a little later here. Get that young fellow up here now. Here he is. When I ask this man to come up here, they all like you. Say hello to him.
Whoa!
R.W. Harriet, H-A-R-R-I-O-T-T.
Richard first.
Richard
W.
Richard W. Harriet.
Harriet.
And he told me he was how old?
78.
78 young years old. You look fine, Mr. Harriet. Where are you
Peter
from?
Fine. Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Have you ever lived on a farm?
No, I've been on a farm quite a little just for vacations. I like it on the farm.
What's your business, sir?
Well, I'm pensioned now, but I was with the Railway Express Agency for 30 years.
30 years, and you're pensioned.
I'm doing a little job now taking care of the school children for the town of Amherst on school days.
Well, I think that's
I'll be
nice.
Crossing.
Do you like the children?
Crossing patrolmen.
Do you like children?
Wonderful.
And you watch them, you get them across the street all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fine. Anytime you're driving along now, up around, where are you?
Amherst, town of Amherst.
Town of Amherst, that's outside of Buffalo?
Just at the main city line, Buffalo.
I see. Anytime any people driving up there now and you see the children coming out of school, you say hello to Mr. Harriet. He's right here. Tell him you met him on Guess Who? Have you been noticing the pretty girls around town, Mr. Harriet?
Very much so.
You like them?
Very
What's
much
the first
so.
Thing you notice about an attractive woman? Her face? Her figure?
Her figure.
Her figure, huh? You ever take a peek at the legs and the girls when they were walking up the parade?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, huh? You know, I was too bashful to ever look at girls' legs. I was 17 years old before Mama had even let me look at the ladies' side of the laundry list. Mr. Harriet, how long are you going to be in New York?
I'm going home. I came last Sunday. I'm going home this Sunday.
Did you ever know you have to leave? You driving?
Yes, I've got to be on the school on Tuesday morning.
I see. Are you driving or going by train?
No, by train.
By train.
Yes.
We want to wish you a good trip back home, Mr. Hatton. Certainly nice to have you on this show. I've got a lot of friends up there in Buffalo. I used to play up there at the Statler Hotel a long time ago.
I might incidentally say I just married again.
You just married again? Well, good for you. How long have you been married? Just incidentally, huh? Been married 3 years now. Boy, I don't need that. I could ask you a lot of questions, but I won't. Here we go now. All right. We want you to listen to the voice of a famous theatrical star. Now, Mr. Harriet, he's been a star for the last 20 years, I'd say. He's been featured in musical comedies, vaudeville, nightclubs, and on the radio. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who. Here we go.
The first guy to get up is Sam Lapidus. He got up, he says, gentlemen, he says, you can slip me the prize today, 15 bucks, because nobody is stubborn as I am. Nobody. Did you all prove it?
This fella played Shays in Buffalo many times. He was in vaudeville. Always wears a cane when he's working. He's now appearing at the Carnival Restaurant over here, and his stories are always about Sam Lapidus. Don't hold on to that thing there. Do you know?
No, I do know, but I can't think of his name.
Can't think of Lou Holtz, I said, don't hold on. I tried every way.
Yeah,
I did want
right.
you to get that, Mr. Harriet. $2 for trying. We'll add the money to the jackpot, and here we go. Let's get ready for it. Are you ready? Listen closely now. Time for the big milk payola. I see we have $55 in it. Tonight we're going to play three records, and in the title of each one is the name of something that you can stuff a pillow with. You have to get all three to win. If there's more than one winner, we divide it up. As you listen to the records, you write down the thing in the title of the song that you can stuff a pillow with. Don't let anybody else look at your cards now. Here we go, number one. Oh, I remember that record. It was made by Rudy Weedoff a long time ago. All right, here's number two, something you can stuff a pillow with. Number two. Almost ready, Gene? Here we go. That's number two. Number three, something else you can stuff a pillow with. Here we go. Play it, Gene.
Happy to be right back with the payola winners. Meanwhile, you folks who are vacationing at a nearby resort will soon be heading for home, and I'd like to remind you of Sheffield's Vacation Transfer Service. Just tell your home service salesman when you plan to move back to the city, and he'll transfer your order and see that you continue to get your regular supply of that good Sheffield milk when you return home.
So far, am I right? Yes, only one winner. One winner, Miss Elsie Hamilton, who is the control tower operator. Here they were. Go feather your nest. Feathers, in other words. Down by the old mill stream, down. And turkey in the straw. Straw is the last one. We want to thank Fred Ayers at the Liberty Music Shop for some of the records used on tonight's show. Until next week, then, is your Sheffield Quizmaster, Happy Felton, saying good night, everybody.
Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturday at 7 by Sheffield Farms, the division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.